Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We're holding today Daf Yud. Wanted to thank Moshe Nissen for yesterday. We have the member of Reb Shimon in the Mishnah, that Reb Shimon in the Mishnah said that the Chiddush of Reish Chodesh is that it refers to a kapara. We get a kapara for a Torah she'ochal osatomer. Then the Gemara says, what about regalim? Same like, it's too much migdish mikadoshav, where it's ain la yadiyah b'tchila v'ain la yadiyah b'saif. And the Gemara then came and said, ashkad sirei rashi kadoshav de mechapri altar she'ochal osatomer. The bottom test of the days, what about sirei regalim that they're mechaper? Al she'ain la yadiyah lo b'tchila v'loy b'saif b'dalon. And for that, how does he know that? Sayer visayer, like we have the vav. Chachinami sayer visayer. The iskish siri regalam the siri mashikadoshim. And there's a hekish. What's the hekish? Masar the reshkadish bamilsa the kaidish mechapri. It has something to do with kaidish. It's Bemilsa the Kodesh Mechapri. Now, some kind of different thing. But maybe we should just point it out. It's a double pushit. It's not the lack, the appreciation for what this did by Reish Chodesh is. It's going to be a Chiyav Chatos, even though there's no Chiyav Karis, everybody realizes. When a Tomei goes into the Migdash, he's Chayef Karis. Over there, we understand there's a Chatos. And it's a Chiddush of a Yair that he brings it out of a Yairid. But if a Tar eats Basar Tabe Kiddush, it's only a Lav. No, it's a Lav. That's all it is. It's a Lav. And by a Lav,
if he's
almost, I should say, by a Lav, normally there's no Chayef Karis. There is no Chayef Karis of a Chatos. Of course, over here, the other Yairin that we have here is somewhat different. We got by, I did a Yairin by a Shmua also. Remember, by a Shmua, there's also no Chiyav Karis. But the Chiddush that we have over here is, by a Tar She'ochal Sakaidish, which is only a Lav, there's also a Chiyav Chatos. There's a uniqueness that we have by this. A regular Chatos Kavua, there never would be. But the oil of the Yairin is able to, it does apply over here. Here it's Avsira Regalim, and we also the Kaidish, a different Kaidish, but something having to do with Kaidish. Mechitema, if you're going to ask, of course, the obvious question, the Chapra and the Reish Kaidish, so why isn't the Chapra the same thing as Reish Kaidish? Why not? There's something having to do with Kedusha, with Kaidish. Maybe it should be Mechapra for the same thing as Reish Kaidish. Amin and I saw. The reason is because it's excluded. I saw says that the uniqueness that there is by Reish Chodesh that only it has that kapara. I saw Naisei Avayim, V'yein Acher Naisei Avayim. But there the Gemara made the drasha by the tzitz, by Reish Chodesh, by the tzitz. And it says that it's only that, not fits to the exclusion of other things. Maybe you should say it's mechaper for the same thing that Yom Kippur is mechaper. Maybe you should say it's mechaper there, not Einchanami, maybe not the exact same thing as Reish Chodesh. My name is me, it's Yom Kippur. Omri achas bashana, kapara zu of Yom Kippur. Lotehei al achas bashana. There's a uniqueness there also. It can't be mechaper for the same thing Yom Kippur is. Because Yom Kippur is only a one-time thing. One-time kapara. Amai mechapri. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. So what's it going to be mechaper for? It's here we go. Yom sheyesh b'yadim b'tchila v'yesh b'yadim b'saif. That's out of the question. Hi, Mark Carbonhu. Now again, like we said the other day, I don't know if we said exactly in this context. When the Gemara says, where, if it's Yeshua Yadiyah B'tchila, Yeshua Yadiyah B'saif, What do you want to happen? That afterwards?
What
is the idea of Hold on a minute. Well, he has the idea besides. Idea besides. You want him not after the regal? You want him not to bring the carbon? That's why we want to sell to the Gemara Krisus. The Gemara Krisus Chavav says it's already a Shibud Mammon, the Gavaya. Since it's a Shibud Mammon, the Gavaya, Yom Kippur or anything can never take that off. Shibud Mammon, the carbon that a person's chayim to bring a chatas, you can never take that off. The Gemara, remember, explores the possibility that if a person is chayim Malkus, and then Yom Kippur comes, so the Gemara says, after Yom Kippur, he's still Chayim Malkus. Yom Kippur does not take off a Chayim Malkus. Why? Like we find by a carpet, person's Chayim to bring a Chatos. If Yom Kippur, he's still Chayim to bring the Chatos. So the Gemara says, no, too still to that. There is already a Chayim Mammon. Once there's a Shibud Mammon, that the Shibud Mammon can never go off. You see, when a person's Chayim a carpet, it's a gather of a Shibud Mammon. We brought this Raya, Reverend, we mentioned from Rabshia Geldzeler, Sefer Tzadik Levracha, who brought that right from the Gemara in Krisus, and it's a moment the Kechiyuv that we have. So over here, the Gemara says, so Avani can't be referring to that. Yeshua Yedei Mechila V'yeshua Yedei B'Saif Haibar Karben Hu. Iyal She Yeshua Yedei Mechila V'yeshua Yedei B'Saif. What do you want to happen over here? You want to happen that it should only be where it's Yeshua Yedei B'Tchila and not Yedei B'Saif. Paisar Nasim Ifnim, Yom Kippurim Toila. The only thing that happens over there is Yom Kippur with the Sar Nasim Ifnim, it's only Toila even. It's that Eyal She'ema Yedea B'Tchila Avol Yeshua Yedea B'Saif. Paisar Nasim Echutz. So what are you left with? Al karkach eino mechaper. See where we go? Ella al she'ein ba yediyeh lo mitchila v'lo b'soif. And therefore, that's the din according to everybody. Everybody says that. That there is nobody who holds that see where we go is not mechaper. For that every according to true is according to everybody. Shalom maybe to cover from things also, for example, like Reb Meir. But everybody agrees to this. And Reb Meir, what were you asking? What's this thing with Yedea B'Saif? Yedea B'Saif, remember, we have the Machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi learned that it was a practical thing. Tosfos learned that it was a lumdus. They said the Yedea B'Saif beside Rashi learned, if you don't have Yedea B'Saif, what's he supposed to do? It's only a chetimtzu. What do you have to break? You can say the same thing, the face is going to be the same thing by a chatos chaylut. What do you expect him to bring a chatos? What should he bring a chatos for? He doesn't have the Yedea. He doesn't say, but Terence says he has to have the Yedea. So Rashi says, that's one of the reasons. It needs the Yedea. It's not a chiddush. That's pashut. They says, what do you mean it's not a chiddush? That did Yedea, the Yedea that we have Yedea B'Saif. It's avada, a chiddush that we haven't got me too much mikdash mikadoshim. If you say that's a practical thing, you can say the same thing by chatas kalev. The yedin of yedin b'saif, according to Tyson's, the love the shedin. I might have thought even, let's say a person says, you know, I'm not 100% sure, I have a havamina that I might be chayim a chatas. I don't know for sure, but I might be chayim a chatas. I'm going to be mafreshit now. Later on, maybe if I find out for sure, I'll bring it. But right now, I'm going to be mafresh lechatos. Before I even really know about it for sure. Maybe I can do that. If I said, Yedea B'Saif tells you he cannot do that. There's a chiddush in the din of Yedea B'Saif. The Yedea is part and parcel of what the actual of what's actually required in order for it to bring a chatos. The din Yedea B'Saif. Rab Meir, Mayor, call us here in Kaparos of Shalom. We talk about all the Seirim, because it's a little bit misleading. It's somewhat misleading. It's not really Kol. Even according to Rab Meir, remember, the Sar Anasim Ifnim is unique. By Yom Kippur. But the Sar Anasim Chutz, Seirim Regalim, Seirim Rosh HaKadoshim, there, according to Rameyer, They overlap. Whatever you have by one, you have by the other. Amr Chava Bar Chanina, my time with the Rameyer. Amr Akra, Seir, and the Vav. Useir, who should call us Seir Ibzel Mose? Vav, Maisei Valinian Rishon. No, the Saranatsum Chutz. What Saranatsum there? It's that they overlap. Saranatsum Chutz, Aidia Dibichilation of Dibisife, they all have that. So the Gemara thinks, maybe if they have Zohar and Seir, maybe the Hekish is like a domino Hekish. One is goes to one, the Hekish, and then you have the Vav, the Makish, two is the Hekish to one, the third one is Hekish to the second, the fourth one is Hekish to the third, Mechulu. How could that be? Ba'amar Rav Yechon and Kol HaTorah Kula Lamedim Lamed Milamed. By everything other than Kachim, you can learn a derivative from another derivative. You have a Hekish, learned out from something that in itself came from a Hekish. Who's be Kachim? She Lamedim Lamed Milamed. So over here, L'chaira, you're using the Hekish as common steps. How can you do that? Olakasha, why? Kula mikama gabri. It's not that that's a domino effect. If number three you learn from two, number four you learn from three, number five you learn from four. The purpose of the Vav is everyone is hukash to the original one. Very good. Teinach kol the kosaveyus here. In the Maisa, it doesn't use the Vav by all the Yamim Taifim. Atzeres v'yema kipurim. When we talk about the sire of Shavuos, Yom Kippurim, the letter doesn't say the word sire. This, I mean, the Vav. You know, and Allah Barab Yaino Makra, Eilu Tassel Hashem B'Bayadechem, Hukshin Kol HaBayadim Kulam Zeh. Everything is Hukash. Everything, there are Hukash to each other. And it's stuck and not learned out from the Vav. Of course, we're talking about Shavuos anyway, you know. The when it says by the Sire of Shavuos, that's different than the way it says it by all the other Yamim Taifim.
What's the Yerushalmi?
All the other Yamim Taifim, of course, what does it say?
L'chatos.
L'chatos. L'chatos,
yeah.
By the Sire of Shavuos, what does it say? Sire Rechad L'chapra Aleichem. It doesn't say the word Chatos.
That's Yerushalmi.
Yerushalmi, very good. Yeah, that's Yerushalmi. Yeah, Yerushalmi and Rashada. Yerushalmi and Rashada. We don't want to use the word Chatos or Shavuos. The word Chatos is a four-letter word. We don't want to use that on the word or the other of Shavuos. Why? As if you brought it, you were never chaytay. That's the Rishalmi and Rashada. Rishalmi and Rashada. You don't want to use the word, unpleasant words, like the word chathos. Why? If you're becoming for yourself the old Torah, then the Torah, the Rebbeinu Shlom considers it as if you were never chaytay. That's why it omits the word chathos. Specifically by the Yotif of Shavuos, it doesn't say by anything else. Baharai Shchaydesh, what's the way you're saying? Everything. It's Hukash Kos on the Bayadim. Eilu Tassel Hashem B'Bayadechem. How does that include Rai Shchaydesh? Baharai Shchaydesh Lav Mayidhu? Not a Yotif. Yibra, yeah, it's like the Gemara says the reason is because that's the reason you don't say Hallel. But the Gemara says, what? That should be a reason even to say Hallel. Why? Ibra, Ebis, it is true. Reish Chaydish Nabi Ikri Mayid. That Reish Chaydish is called the Mayik in the Amar Abayah, the Amar Abayah. Tamuz Dahi Shaita Meluma Yimalyu. When they came back by the Meraglim, and they came with the Cheshman, they came back to Shemav. Sha'a Tamuz of that year was a full month. It was 30 days, not 29. Diksev Kara Alai Mayed. Lishma Bachurai. And therefore, like, because of that, the Gemara even asked the Kasha in Arachin, that if it's called the Mayit, you should have to say Halil on Rosh Chodesh. Sher Yilachem, Kalel, Iskadish Chag. And the Gemara says that you need a Mayit, it's called the Mayit, you should say Halil. So the Gemara answers what? It's a Mayit, but you also need an Isser of a Sis
Malacha.
What?
I think it's
Medrash
or that says that originally,
yes,
Rosh Chodesh was going to be a Yom Tov 12 times. But they walked on it, by the Eagle Day, they wasn't. And that's why only women.
Yeah, but the women have, they have, by them it is still the Yom Tov. By them, they have the Isser Malacha, you mean? By them, yeah, okay. Yeah. Umar Ab Yechidin, Umayna Reb Meir. Reb Meir, even Reb Meir, however, holds the Sayer Anasa Bifnim, Shu Eno Mechaper Kaparasam, Behein Eno Mechaper Kaparaso. Sayer Anasa Bifnim is a different category. Even according to Reb Meir, that they all overlap. Even again, even according to Reb Meir, that they all overlap. But Sayer Anasa Bifnim is not like the other ones, and so the other ones are not like Sayer Anasa Bifnim. What Sayer Anasa Bifnim, which is the Yedesh Lo Yedia, B'tchila V'ein Lo Yedia B'Sayf, that's Megid, it's Toyla, the other ones are not that, nor is the Sayer Anasa Bifnim Chaper, B'nein Lo Yedia B'tchila V'yesh Lo Yedia, or Ein B'tchila Lo Yedia B'Sayf. Well, that's what it says. Maybe only by you would say by Yeshua Yadiyah and the Eila Yadiyah. Maybe the other ones it could do. So the Gemara says, but it's not. Who ate a Mechaper Kaparasan? Why? Kapara Achas Mechaper. Vieno Mechaper Shte Kaparas. We have a clown, the Drusha, that it's only going to be Mechaper for one thing and not two things. And hey, Eino Mechaper Kaparasa because of Akra. What does it say? By Yom Kippur, by the Sayer Anasa Bifnim. Achas Bashana. Kaparazu lo tehe el Achas Bashana. Therefore, the other Mayadim, the Se'irim that you have by the other Mayadim are not going to be Mechaper. What the Sayer Anasa Bifnim is Mechaper. Tadya Nabi Yachi al She'ein by Yedir lo mitchila v'loi b'saif. Now she'ema yediyah b'chila bo yeshma yediyah b'sayif. Yaltar she'ochal asatameh. Siri regalem, usili rashi chardoshim. Nisayir hanasa b'chutz b'chapra divi Reb Meir. This is again the same Reb Meir. They all overlap. Including tar she'ochal asakaynish b'tuma. What's that stameh? Be'ilus hanasa b'chnim. Shire, that of course is omitted over here from all of the whole list. The Kaparasad, Nami Shire. The Kaparasad, Nami Shire listed, and then also, it omitted it, the Kapara that they have. Where, what they are Mechaper, the Saranasa Mifnim is not Mechaper. And what the Saranasa Mifnim is Mechaper, they're not Mechaper.
Even though the Sayer Anasa Bifnim is not really Mechaper, it's only Tzayla.
It's not really Mechaper, but it is. No, but by the way, you know that it is.
What do you mean?
It's the case of Mazin. The case of Mazin, you know. We're only talking about, where are you? Where disappeared.
No, I disappeared. I just sat down. Wait a second. Everything
we're talking about by the Sayer Anasa Bifnim is the case of a Shoygeg, remember.
Right. Zodan Mikdash Vekadosh.
It also happens to be
Mechaper B'mei
for Amazed.
And Zodan Mikdash
Vekadosh,
right. Well, let
me just
check this out.
Amazed, the Sayer Anasa Bifnim is Mechaper. Right. We didn't make a big thing out of that, but that's what here. We take a look at the Mishnah.
It's going to come out.
What does it say?
Zodan Mikdash Vekadosh. Well, it's giving you straw.
Zodan, also remember.
Right, but
there's
a difference between
Kayan and everybody. Al Shara Beirish Abatayra, the other one, the other. But what does it say? Al Zadai, Dumas Mikdush Kadoshav, Zor Nasa B'Nifnim, V'yem HaKippurim is Mechaper. Remember this. Rabbi said, the Zor HaNasa B'Nifnim, we said it's Taila, of course, Mina Yisurim. But, besides that, it also happens to be Mechaper, for the chet of Tumas Mikdush Mikadoshim that he did b'mezid. So the other, we were only talking in terms of the shaygig, but it's mechaper for a mezid also, remember.
Except that Kayanim have that zodain with
Kahanim is never, okay, that's by the par.
By the par, yeah, okay, I got it, that's a good answer, okay. Also, Rebbe is thinking, does Rebbe think the Gerson is a Kaparosan? Because some people say it's Kaparosan.
Yeah, yeah.
But the way Rebbe explained it.
Kaparosan, it's very misleading.
Right.
It should be thin and better if it would say Kaparoso. There's a Gerson on the side, as everybody sees. You see the on the side? I imagine you have it in your Gemara also. I have it in my Gemara too. But
yes.
The Tapar Raso. The Yilzar Anasa Bifnim, Shirei. Why? The Kapar Raso. Nabi Shirei. Yeah. Hayim Reb Shimon Oimer. Sive Rashi Chadoshim, Bechaprim, Altar, Shachal, Asatamei. Reb Shimon is the one who comes and says, the Sarei Shchaynish is Bechaper, remember, according to Reb Shimon, it's only the Sarei Shchaydish. Nothing else is going to be mechaper. Bishleimet the Rashi Chadashim. Lo mechapi ad regalim. Why? Domar kra. Avayin echad hu naisen yena naisen shnei avaynis. We can understand that a Sarei Shchaydish is not going to be mechaper, that which the other regalim are mechaper. And what? You don't learn Eilu Tassel Hashem by Adechem. You don't make that heckish, according to Reb Shimon. Elo de Regalim, the Chapro on the Rosh Chodeshim. Maybe Regalim. What? Yep, for Bal Ta'achar. Yeah. All right. Yeah, but the Abba Kro, Abba Nachar, who I say, the Eden, I say, Shtei Abaydus. Elo de Regalim, let them be the Chapro on the Rosh Chodeshim for two Atar Shach HaSatameh. Amakra Isa Nice Yafine. Vien Acher Nice Yafine. The oven of Tumas Mikdash. Of Tar Shachalas Akkadish. Bishlema de Regalam Lo Mechapri Mariyema Kippurim. Yamakra Achas Bashana. We can understand that also. In the Chapar of Yom Kippur, it says only Achas Bashana. Kapara Zula Tehei Al Achas Bashana. Ella, what about the other case? The opposite. The Yom HaKippurim, the Chapro out of Regalim. We can understand, but we're not going to be Chapro Yom Kippur. So the Yom HaKippurim, the Chapro out of Regalim, let them be Chapro for Regalim. For what? Eila v'Eila. Amakra Achas, Kapar Achas v'Chapar. Yina v'Chapar Shtei Kaparos. There we have that also. It's mechaper only for one thing and not two. Therefore, regalim, this is all, remember, according to Reb Shimon. Of course, it's not relevant according to Reb Meir. We don't hold like Reb Meir anyway. We hold like Reb Yehuda. What do you mean? Where does it say achas? It says achas. So what do you bring a right for Sardasa Machutz? Maybe Sardasa Machutz Machapper for both. Makoda, the heckish. The Ovad Chatas Akipurim. The Iskish Chitzan Lipnimi. Shmir Web, very hard to remember all these things. Very, the details that we have. It's the same din, but based on the heckish. So which means that when we're talking about the Kapara of Yom Kippur, whether we're talking about the Sar Anasa Bifnim, or the Sar Anasa Mechutz, remember, let me just one thing, and don't be offended the fact that I even saying it, it's so pushed. But let's not conflate everything that we're talking about with the Sar Mishtaleach, Semish Palach is a whole different league. It's a thing that, it's everything, all the other Chatayim. What are we talking now? These are uniqueness, Dafke, the Sire Adasa Bifnim, the Sire Adasa Bechutz, the Musaf. They only have the domain of Tumas Mikdash Mikadoshav. Everything taking place in the Hakrava of the Karban and the Mikdash is only what's Negeya, Tumas Mikdash Mikadoshav. When we talk about other Averis that we have in Yom Kippur, that's Mechaper, everything is attributed back to Sar Mishpaleach. The only thing we're talking about, now we have a Hekesh. You know, maybe I should even mention it. I'm sure I mentioned it other times. When we talk about, you know, so, too much English for Kadoshim, you would think, I don't want to minimize it, you know, but, you know, what's the big deal? Too much English for Kadoshim? We don't even think about it. What? The Tosefta, we have a Gemaldik Tosefta. I don't know if everybody's aware of it. Maybe if I would bring it, the Tosefta, we have a Tosefta in Shmuis. It's good night for everybody to see it, I think. But the Tosefta says over here, you don't have time, I don't want to elaborate on it now, but I just wanted to say it. What?
What is the sign?
What?
What's the sign?
Get over here. I hope my Gemara has a Tosefta. In the beginning.
Yeah.
Hope my Gemara has a Tosefta. Should have it. Oh, yeah, I have it. Yeah. The Tosefta and Shmuis at the beginning, the first parak. Halacha Beis in the Tosefta. I don't know if everybody saw it.
Very interesting.
Reb Shimon Omer. Kashet Tumas Mikdash Mikadoshav. The Avera of Tumas Mikdash Mikadoshav is more severe. The Kol Avera Shebatayra. It's the worst of the worst. Shikala Vera Shabataira, Shikala Vera Shabataira are Miskapres Bisoyer Rachas. The Tumas Mikdash Mikadoshav are Miskaperes, the Lamed Beis Seirim. It's the one Avera you need during the year with the subtotal of all the Seir that they bring. 32 goats on different occasions to be Mechaper for Tumas Mikdash Mikadoshav. There's no Kol Shabbos. What carbon do we bring for Chol Shabbos? We bring the Sarmish Taleach. There's no carbon for that. What with the Torah was Mechayev, 32 carbonus for Avodah Zarah. No carbon every Yontif or day or Shabbos to bring for Avodah Zarah. But between all the oven time together, we have to bring 32 carbonus for Tumas Mikdash Mikadosha. Why? It's the worst kasha, mikol averis shabataira. Shekol averis shabataira, miskapreis, b'soyer achas, tumas mikdash mikadoshav, miskapre, belabin beis seirim. Kol averis shabataira, miskapres, b'machas, b'shona, tumas mikdash mikadoshav, miskapre, b'chol chaydish, b'chaydish. Why? It's garua, worse, kosher, mikol avera shabataira.
Why is it so
bad? That's why I said to me, it's late chatting it, I'm not going to elaborate this. Of course. We'll leave time for you to do it. But why is it? Of course, that's the kosher it's going to be. We expect it, yeah. All right. I was fascinated at a Shabbos Shulman Drasha once. All right. Okay.
Yeah, I can imagine. When Rebbe said that it refers to the Jewish.
To go and,
Rebbe refers to the Jewish people. Is that what Rebbe said?
What?
That Tumas Mikdash Mikadoshav really refers to the Jewish people because it says, Lamantame is Mishkoni. It refers to the Jewish people. It's an allegory. It doesn't mean necessarily to Bas Mikdash Mekadoshah. It refers to Knesset Yisrael.
No,
I didn't say it like that.
The Rebbe didn't say that. That's the Meshech Chachma. He says that. In Parshas Pinchas.
Oh, well, what was that? Frank the Gemara. So get back to the, where we are over here. Yeah, where I am.
A para achas and a chapis make a paras.
Rav Shimon ben Yehuda, I'm a Mishmai. We have in the Mishnah where it says, Maishna de Rashi Chadashim, the Lo Mechapri. We're saying what, according to Rav Shimon ben Yehuda? It goes in ascending order. What it does is it goes from ascending order from the lowest one on the totem pole, which is Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh has its base level kapara. It goes up where the next one is mechaper for it, the special thing that it's mechaper for, regalim plus Rosh Chodeshim. Then we go to the next level above that in ascending order, which is the Sarah Nasim Chutz, where you're meisif another kapara, and included in that is the kapara of Sefer Regalim and Rosh Chodeshim. So there's a yesh bechlau b'sayim on the legabe this then. Maishma the Rosh Chodeshim, the lo bechaper on the regalim. The Amakra Oved Echad Unaisa Veino Unaisa Shtei Abaydis. Why don't you say the same thing? Regalim Nami Lo the Chaper on the Rosh Chodeshim. Why? They have the same. The Amakra Oisa Hu Naisa the Oved Veino Echad Unaisa Oved. The only one that's capable of doing that is the Rosh Chodesh, not the Regalim. All right, so he doesn't darshan Reb Shimon ben Yehuda. This one, the Reb Shimon ben Yehuda. Maishna, the Regalim, the Loi Mechapri, and the Yom HaKippur. Why are we saying that she receiving Regalim are not Mechaper on Yom HaKippur? Why? Domar Krah by Yom Kippur, it says, Achas Bashana. Kapara Zulotehe. Achas Bashana. And that's the reason why the regala, right? The regala that's not Machapar, that which Yom Kippur is Machapar. Yachid Yom Kippurim, Nabi Lano Chapi on the regala. It says Achas there, Achas Ksin. Kapara Achas Machapar, Veda Machapar, Shte Kaparas. Achas Lavash Malay. That already, he doesn't dash. Abai, the Chiksim Achas. The reason is, because when it says the word achas, it's not talking even about the Sar Nasa Mechutz, it's talking about Sar Nasa Mifnim. So he doesn't not come with a hekesh. Yachin regilim nami, the chaprani yom akipurim. The king siv achas, the Sar Nasa Mifnim siv. If you hold like that, so why, what are you saying now that because of achas, it's, you're going to say that it's mechaper, for regalim. Yachi regalim navi, mechaper, let it be mechaper for Yom Kippur, because it says that the achas is not referring to that at all. Yoilam achas mashmalai. The answer is he really does darshan. Mishaini yachad yomar kra. The chiper arayn al karnaisav. Achas mashon. Karnaisav to bizbecha pnimi. Ude kapara achas mechaper, vieta mechaper shte kaparis. Ah, the chitain. However, when we talk about the chitain, the sar hadasa mechutz, or the bizbecha chitain that is brought, apil shte kaparis, there it can even be two kaparis. Therefore, so we have that. We can even be mechaper for two kaparis. Well, we talk about the Sayer Hadasa Bechutz. The drasha that we have of the Achas is talking only the Sayer Hadasa Bifnim. What do they do with the Sayer Hadasa Bifnim? Where are they Mazin Hazos? Of course, they do it in the Kaddish Kedoshim. But they also do it on the Kronos.
The Kronos of the Mizbech HaPnimi, of course. And therefore, so that's where we have the limit, according to Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, the limit that the unique kapara that we have by the Sar Nasim Bifnim will only be Ach Barak there and not by the other cases. It means both. It could be both. It could be both. Yeah, both.
Three.
It means even could be Tar Nasim Akaidu, Tar Shachas Akaidu, also. Yeah. Now, Omar Rul Omar Rabbi Yechanan. We change gears over here. When we have the Tmidim, we always have, like we explained it other times, they always have the Lishkas HaTlayim, six Tmidim. Because of the Bikur Dalet Yamim that we have, they always have to have in the wings. They don't just come up scramble, but they have to bring a carpet tub in today, Sunday. They're going to scramble to go ahead and find Tmidim. No, they have it already from last week. The karbanis that they have to bring today, they're prepared already from 3 days in advance. They always have six in the Lishkas HaTlayim waiting to be brought for the Tmidim of tomorrow, the next day, and the next day after that. Pardon me? No, not that. So they have some, but that is for the Bikur Dalet Yamim. But that's to identify him in some other way. Yeah. So over here it says, yeah, the Hanachitz, so the Her Nachamo. Tmidim. So what happens though, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, the last couple of days of the year, what do they have in Tishrei? What do they have? When they have another, by Nissan. When it comes to the last days of the year, they are here, otherwise before Nissan. So what happens? That means that they have extra ones that they're not going to use this year. And the money that was used to buy those can't work for them, what's taking place after Nissan. You have to have from the Truma Chadasha. And the old Shkolim were used for all the old Tmidim. So what do they do? We have a problem, so how do they do it? Tmidim that are left over from the previous year, from the previous shkolim, need the tmidim. What do you do with it? That pelvic is it. You redeem it before it gets a mum. How that possible? That's the big problem. Yes, and therefore, what do you do with it? You redeem it, and then after it becomes chulin, you buy it again with the new shkolim. Now we'll see how this works. Yossi, Rabbi, the Kavar, Lol, Hashmai, Dover, Lay, Rav Chis, Abad, Tzai, Yislach. Who's going to listen to you, the Rabbi Yechon and Rabbach? How can it say? It doesn't make any sense. Kedusha Shemahel, Hechon, Honcha, you're talking about Kedusha Saguf? You can never be paid at Kedusha Saguf. Medekabayis, Kedusha Stabim, you can be paid it. But not a carbon, Klisharis, you can't do that. Omar Lay, Atlai Tisbarah. I'm reading what you don't hold of. You don't hold of such a thing that we don't say. You hold that we can't say that, and you think we don't say this svara kedushin avada. You have to be minded that avada. There are times that we're able to be minded in spite of the fact that there is kedusha saguf. You don't hold like that. That there are times that you have to be pointed, even Kedushas HaGuf, about it, we have to understand how it's going to work. But what did we learn? Batran, Meiser HaKetiris, Maya Oisenba. When the extra amount of Ketiris, now after it was manufactured, and the Gemara holds when it was manufactured, what kind of Kedusha does it have? Kedushas HaGuf. We'll see why. Because it holds that the Machteshis that they used, the machteshes, the grinder, the mortar and pestle that they used was a klisharis. What happens when you do that? What happens when there's extra amount that of the tyrus? Because when they did it in a way where it's inevitable. There has to be stuff that's left over for this year. What did they do? They're mafresh from the tyrus. Schar ha'umnin, u'mechaled aysa al-baos ha'umnin. The nice that I saw the yumne bischaran, the chayzen melaiked I saw b'tshuva chadasha. By neimish kedusha shemahem heichen holcha. Amalei, Tyrus is different. That's Hashem. Tomorrow we will go into this point, how exactly it's working.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.